A member of the Fox family has been killed in Ukraine. Alisa Brady, Fox News. He was a beloved cameraman. Pierre Zakshevsky killed outside the capital. Fox's Simon Owen has more live from London.
Lisa, Fox News says Pierre Zakshevsky was reporting near Kiev when the vehicle he was travelling in was hit by incoming fire. Correspondent Benjamin Hall was injured in the same strike and was hospitalised. Pierre is at least the second journalist to be killed in Ukraine in recent days. Fox News CEO Suzanne Scott said the cameraman, who had covered conflicts around the world, was a beloved colleague who was wildly popular and had unmatched talent. Lisa.
Thanks, Simon. More apartments and other buildings have been hit in Kyiv as Russia steps up its bombardment of the capital, where the leaders of three other countries, including Poland, plan to visit, while Ukraine and Russia hold another round of talks. NATO is considering major increases in air, land, sea, and cyber defenses after Russia's attack on a military base near Poland's border over the weekend.
We need to reset NATO's military posture for this new reality.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says discussions will begin tomorrow on concrete measures to reinforce security longer term in all domains. He's also reiterating concern Russia could use false claims about chemical weapons to use chemical weapons, and warning they'll pay a high price if they do. A man suspected of stalking and killing homeless people asleep on the streets of New York City and Washington, D.C., is now in custody, arrested in Washington and being questioned. Police had released multiple surveillance photographs and received tips. At least two people were killed, three others wounded in those shootings between March 3rd and March 9th. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Jury selection getting underway outside Little Rock, Arkansas, where a former sheriff's deputy will stand trial for killing a teenager.
A trial is set to begin today in Cabot, Arkansas, northeast of Little Rock, for a former sheriff's deputy, Michael Davis, who shot and killed 17-year-old Hunter Britton during a traffic stop. Davis says he fired his weapon when the teen refused to show his hands, but instead reached for something in the back seat. The investigators' reports say all the teen had in his hand was a bottle of antifreeze. There were no firearms. Davis, the former deputy, is facing 10 years in prison if convicted of manslaughter.
Fox's Evan Brown. A school superintendent in North Carolina apologizes for a mock slave auction with white middle schoolers pretending to sell black classmates. The superintendent says what happened won't be tolerated. The school board is also reviewing the student code of conduct and discipline policies dealing with acts of racism. A basketball rookie reconnects with the firefighters who responded to his house fire years earlier.
4 years since firefighters and first responders in Wilmington, Delaware helped save the life of Wilmington native and Denver Nuggets rookie Bones Highland. They reconnected Monday as Highland and the Nuggets played a game in nearby Philadelphia.
Meeting up with people that were part of that very difficult evening, obviously, for Bones Highland.
March 25th, 2018, Bones Highland lost his grandmother and a younger cousin when his home was engulfed by flames.
Highland actually jumped out of a second-floor window.
Highland injured his knee in that fall. Monday, he was presented with a custom Wilmington Fire Department jacket before he put on a show in the fourth quarter.
It's good! Bones Highland, long distance! Highland, three-pointer, puts it up!
On ESPN, Bones Highland hit four three-pointers in the last quarter to help the Nuggets beat the 76ers. Jared Max, Fox News.
Wall Street goes back to rallying for now. The Dow's up 283 points. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.